Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Pressure now, push.
Yeah. Any minute here.
You have a clip for that?
Yeah, we do.
I'm gonna look in there. I just looked down at my notes that I usually can't read, even though I write them.
It is earlier than normal.
And it says
my sheet says
secret time.
Secret time.
All right.
That's the newest special on Netflix.
Bert Kreischer about to phone the program. Bert's gonna be, he's all over. Check out his website for his dates. He's in Europe and the U.S.
Bert is
back in Europe, actually,
on the East Coast or in Europe.
I think
to call this early.
Europe's done. I think he's got New Zealand and Australia left later this year, and then he's back in the States for the fall.
What's today's date?
Today is the 4th.
All right. Man, I can't see this either. I want to thank a guy who sent me an email about readers. Says he's got a John Cougar Mellon head himself. Love that term. Yeah, I can't read the states there either. He's somewhere on tomorrow night. Can you read that?
Vegas. And then...
it's Vegas. Okay.
Got a couple-week break, and he goes off to Auckland, New Zealand.
All right, yeah. Got it.
So I don't know where he is now.
He's being fluffed right now by puss is what he's doing.
Because apparently the first rule of ziplining at this place we went was, when in doubt, spread them out. Now, everyone else heard that as instruction. My daughters hear it and start laughing their brand new off. George is like, yo, they want to see our vajays. I'm like, no, that's not what this is. Isla's like, you got to know me a while before you see my vajay. I'm like, who have you shown your vajay to? George is like, Isla, that's our new catchphrase. When in doubt, spread them out. I'm like, no, it's not. I am not sending you two to high school, the old when in doubt, spread them out girls.
Morning, Bert.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Bert Kreischer.
You bleep that out these days and what's going on with the transgender community. They're laughing their brand new bleeps off. You're like, wait, what did he do to his daughters? Holy cow.
Oh, yeah. Puss is talking what you bleeped out there. I figured that's what it was. You're right.
Let me plug your dates here for in and around the area. September 26th, 27th in Kansas City. September 28th, Des Moines. September 29th, two shows in Omaha. Yeah, one of them, I believe, is sold out. They may both be.
Can't wait to see you, buddy. How you been?
No, dude, I can't wait to come to Vietnam.
Yeah.
Or Vietnam. Jeez, you like where my brain is? I just woke up.
Where the hell
is
that?
I can't wait to come to Vietnam, guys. You know, my dad was there in about 72. He was two clicks outside of Da Nang.
Vietnam. Hey, Bert, I want to ask you this. I saw a lot of the social media when you were overseas, and I was following you on Twitter and all this stuff, and it just showed you were having some great times with the European crowds there.
How
much did you drink over there? Because that area drinks.
I felt like Richard Pryor when he went to Africa. I was like, I know you guys are my color. I just don't understand what you're saying. There's so many white people, dude. We drank. Let's just say, okay, I left the United States at 242 pounds.
Got it.
And I showed up back at 258.
Damn.
And how long is that? A month, maybe?
We spent 3 weeks, and it was hard. I'm saying we went. Every night I would just say to the crowd, hey, what's a good pub around here?
Yeah.
And they'd be like, oh, right across the street. Dude, the last one we went to in Ireland, I invited 1,000 people to this pub next door. and the pub owner literally was like, I got there. It was so chaos. He comes up and he goes, boyo, I got to kick you out. I said, what? And he goes, too many people. Stand in the street and I'll hand you pints.
Hey, you nailed
the
accent.
It was chaos. The whole trip was chaos. And it was like... And I did it perfectly. The UK is where I got a Sprinter bus. So I just had a Sprinter van take us everywhere.
Okay.
And then Scandinavia, the wheels came off. Dude, Vikings are scary. Literally, they're so aggressive. It's like frat boy date rape energy. They just were like, so we pick you up, we put you on the bar, we're doing some body shots. And I was like, no, we pick you up now. Or do you want to get up there now on your own? Or do we pick you up and take you naked?
It doesn't help that you call it the Body Shots World Tour. So,
dude,
I assume they take that as an invitation.
Ill named tour. Everyone wants a damn body shot. I'm like, guys, I'm a honeypot for disease if I do 1,000 body shots tonight.
Yeah.
I'm going to be the first one with spinal meningitis. Everyone's licking me.
So you're grown men licking out of your belly button?
Dude, I had so many men in Scandinavia taking it literal. Because, you know, English isn't their first language. They were just like, so we'll be licking you, yeah? And I was like, no, guys. We're not licking each other.
Yeah. I don't know.
Next time I'm going to call the tour The Boys Gone Wild.
I want to know this, Bert. When you did back-to-back nights, right, some of the nights?
Yeah.
So how did you feel the next day after the pub deals? I know you can do it, but, you know, it beat you down, man.
I think, you know what? It's like it's like when a racehorse breaks its foot and still tries to run.
Yeah.
You know? It doesn't look pretty, but you're like, I know what you're trying to do. It's just not going to happen.
Oh, no. See, but the end result there is the end.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. The end result should have been the same for me after that tour.
They should put you down.
God.
No.
No. I was fine. You know me. I get up in the morning. I can bang it out.
Oh, you
I
can.
I have Mickey Mantle gene.
Yeah. I think
you do.
I think you do, too.
However, that didn't
I ran a marathon hungover.
I know. I know you did. I know you did. Bert Kreischer with us. Body Shots World Tour continues.
Have you been to New Zealand, Australia? That's where you're headed next.
I've been to New Zealand. Last time I was in New Zealand, I was hanging out with Peter Jackson.
Oh, that's pretty cool, I think.
Yeah. And then I've been there for Travel Channel, and then I toured Australia a year ago, and it was amazing. And so, Australians are – I really always say this. I always use Omaha as my example because Omaha is just regular people, you know, like regular – like, the PC culture hasn't run amok.
Yep.
It is, like, when all these things that you see pop up on Twitter with a hashtag, Omaha's like, yeah, that doesn't really affect me. Just tell me a joke and make me laugh.
All right.
Dude, I'm telling you, Australia's like the Midwest with just bigger hands.
Okay. Bigger hands. All right.
Dude, they are huge human beings.
Why? More land to grow in? I don't know.
I have no idea. They are huge men that just come up and they're like, oh, I'm bad at accents. Everything turns into an Asian. I apologize.
I think the Irish one was pretty decent.
They're all descendants of felons.
Yeah.
They are descendants of felons. Yeah. When I was there last, they were like, I'm trying to think, I'm bad at accents, but he goes, they kept going, you know what's big here? And I was like, what? And they're like, King's Punch. And I go, what's that? And they're like, oh, it's when someone's not looking and you hit them. I go, you mean a sucker punch? That's what just showed up in your country?
Someone's not. So nobody ever tried to. Do you have a bodyguard when you go to these places?
No.
You don't?
I had some biker with me last time. I think he's going to be on it with me again.
Okay.
But, everyone's always cool. So, like, you know, my fans are kind of like, they're like they're like the Rogan fans that smoke a lot of weed and drink a lot of beer. Right. They don't have any MMA in them.
Yeah.
They just like to have a good time.
Okay, got it. So even when you're getting a crowd, say you're at this pub in Ireland, like, over there, you must have been just surrounded by people. Could you even breathe? Which is, you know, obviously it's a good problem to have.
You know what? If you drink enough, you don't notice it. That's the beauty of it. It's like people go, this must drive you crazy. I go, no. I'm here to just drink. I'm killing two birds with one stone. If I was drinking in my hotel room by myself, it would be sad. But if I'm drinking with 1,000 people, it's called marketing.
It is. And selling out shows. Bert Kreischer with us all over the actually, New Zealand coming up in Vegas. You're done with Vegas. That was a couple of days ago. I get it. I saw you in Vegas. You were hanging out with Coy, weren't you?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. You know, Coy calls me up. He's like, I got a birthday party. And I was like, you're inviting me to your birthday party at the last minute?
Yeah.
And I was like, wait, what is it, a Chuck E. Cheese? And he's like, no, it's a Club XS. And I was like, huh? Dude, I showed up. It was legit.
I saw you guys, like, partying. Yeah, on the phone.
It was all the things you wanted when you were 26. but I'm 46 and I'm shirtless. Here's the best part, is I rip my shirt off. This is like the hottest club in Vegas, right? I rip my shirt off. No one says anything to me for 45 minutes.
Right.
Bouncer comes up and he grabs me and goes, "Hey man, I got to get you to put your shirt on." In my head, I'm like, "Yeah, cool. I mean, I don't really care."
Yeah.
And then he says, "Before you do, can I get a picture with you with your shirt off?" And I was like, "Sure." So Joe takes a picture of me and the bouncer with my shirt off. His boss comes up because things aren't moving fast enough, right?
Yeah.
His boss bouncer comes up, grabs me, he goes, "Hey man," and then looks at me, he goes, "I'm sorry, I didn't know who it was. Keep it off."
Now, I want to ask you this, because, you know, we knew Larry before Larry blew up, and he couldn't, when he went out, he would try to go out in public sometimes and see some of his movies originally dressed in regular gear without the cutoff shirts. And he said he felt like an idiot not dressed like that. Do you feel like an idiot with a shirt on?
No. Regular.
I mean, because your shirt is off all the time now when you perform.
But that's how he can be incognito, is put a shirt on.
Yeah, I was going to say, when you put that shirt on and take the hat off, do people recognize you?
Yeah, yeah, it's like Superman. When he put the glasses on, they're like, "Clark?"
Yeah.
Dude, I was at an airport bar in L.A., and this super hot chick comes and sits next to me and just goes, "Hey." And I was like, "Hey." She's like, "I haven't seen you in a while." And I was like, I don't think we know each other.
Yeah.
She's like, "No, I know you. How do I know you? Where did you grow up?" And I was like, I don't think that's it.
Yeah.
So I go, "I'm a comedian." And she goes, No, that's not it. I don't really watch comedy. And I was like, "Well, I don't know how." I was like, "Trust me, I think we know each other." And the bartender's watching all this break down.
And
then all of a sudden she goes, "Ugh, I didn't recognize you with your shirt on. You're the guy from The Machine." And I went, "Yeah, that's me."
So did she reciprocate and take her shirt off for you?
That's all the bartender heard is, "I didn't recognize you with your shirt on. You're the guy from The Machine." He's like, "What kind of clubs does she go to?
And who's this guy?"
"Yeah, you're the guy from The Machine. What kind of machine?"
I'm looking at the Burt Kreischer Body Shots World Tour schedule, and it seems like Sober October may be in jeopardy this year. You got like 15 dates in October.
I'm working all of October. I'm shooting my special at the end of November, so I am barreling through. I'm going over to Rogan's today to figure out what our competition is going to be for Sober October.
Got it.
But you know what? Look, oddly enough, the not drinking part's not hard at all. It's the competition. So I just got to find a competition where I can do it in city to city. Segura's in Europe all of October.
Right.
So we just got to find a competition where we can do it independently of L.A. I already know what it's going to be.
Well, Shafir,
I can tell you now what it's going to be.
Is Shafir still in it? Because Shafir was with us a couple weeks ago in the studio. Is he going to do it or not?
You never know with Ari.
Yeah.
Ari's an outlier.
Yes, he is.
Ari gets outraged by the littlest things.
Yeah.
Ari's looking for a competition that Joe's not good at. See, the problem is every time Joe greenlights a competition, it's something he excels at, you know?
Got it.
And so we have to find a competition today so that we can be ready for it in October, that Joe is as equally untalented as me, Tom, and Ari.
Well, give me something. Yeah. What did you do last year?
What have the competitions been in the past?
Well, we did, we all wore heart rate monitors for the month.
That's right. I remember that.
And we saw who could register the highest heart rate for the longest amount of times throughout the month. And Joe beat us by 10.
Well, he's also an MMA guy who works out all the time, too. So, you know.
Yeah. And there's some, you know, John Jones in him, too. So. Yeah.
Right. And the only drawback would be death.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of that,
Joe took it way too serious. I think he almost shut down his kidneys. Joe took it really, all of us took it serious. Joe took it really serious because I taunted him at the beginning and I kept making videos going, "Joe, you run a mile, I run 2 miles." I was joking, by the way.
Yeah.
Joking. And Joe thought I was being serious and literally was on podcast going, "I'm going to break him. I'm going to break Bert. I'm going to break Bert. I want to see blood come out of his eyes."
Ari wants you and Segura to die, basically. He said you guys are going to die sometime. He's going to be happy about it. He's nuts.
And Ari is the bastion of health. Okay. Have you ever seen Ari go to the bathroom?
No. I didn't follow him to the bathroom.
No. It should be known, this man has to create a human plug to stop the blood flow. Like, this guy is not a health nut, okay? He is the least healthiest guy you've ever met in your life. And for him to preach, he just has a body where it's skinny,
right?
Okay, that's it.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to have to
emotionally, he is the least healthy of all. He is the Ralphie May emotionally of us.
Wow. Well, I can buy that. I definitely can
see
that.
We've never made it a habit to follow our comedy guests to the bathroom, but I guess in the future.
Ask him next time. It is disgusting. It is mind-blowing that this guy suffers through ailments like this, and you're like, all right, just go to a doctor. No, not going to happen. Don't trust the system. They put your name in the system. All of a sudden, you're on the grid. You're in the Matrix.
Oh, I'm going to dig into that next time. All right, next time we see
you. You know what? Next time, let me give you your pre-interview for Ari.
Go ahead.
Oh, asking him about cheating on his girlfriend. Oh, what about that, Ari? Huh?
Yeah, he mentioned he had a girlfriend last time he was here. He
did. And if you're going to lob that out there.
He's good. Yeah, he's good to this one. Ask him about the other ones. Oh, the other ones? He used to cheat on him, and I go, Ari, man, aren't you guys in a committed relationship? Yep, nothing I can do. Now I got to tell her about it. Now I got to call her and tell her I cheated. That's it. That's how it works.
And you guys are friends. I love this bit.
Oh, he's one of my best friends.
So give us the heart rate one. What do you want to do this? What's Rogan not good at? If it's all physical stuff, he's probably going to beat you guys. Not that you're not in shape, but he's really in shape, you know?
I have one idea that is a home run that I can't share.
Okay.
If I share, I know someone's going to put it on Twitter.
Yeah, they will.
And Joe will hear about it before today.
All right, okay.
And Joe will be ready to shoot it down.
Got it. Okay, so
I have one that is so good. It is so good and so humiliating for all of us that it's going to be perfect. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to do it like the way you sell a movie in Hollywood.
Right.
Is you pitch them a crappy idea, and then you wait for them, and then you soft pitch them an idea that you really want to do.
Got it.
And then you make them believe they came up with it.
All right.
And that's how you sell a show in TV, in Hollywood.
That's an old trick. That works every day in the office. You got to present it so it sounds like the boss's idea and not your idea.
Dude, so, I just sold a movie the other day, and it's based off of that. Like, just walking in, we pitch something for like 20 minutes, and then I go, you know, I got an idea that I came up with the other night at a bat mitzvah that is the best idea I ever came. And the guy goes, why are you telling me this now? And I slow rolled it until he came up with the title. And as soon as he came up with the title, which, by the way, wasn't the title I was going to go for, I went, that's it.
Man.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, when the Rogan bet comes out, let us know, all right? For sure.
It comes out. We're going over to his house at 3. So we'll be at the compound at 3.
Bert at BertBertBert.com. That's a great website to check out all the dates of Bert Kreischer. He's coming to our town in September, but he's going to be everywhere all around. So check it out. Bert, love you, brother. Take care of yourself, man.
I love
man.
You guys.
All right, man. I'll see you soon, man.
Talk to you soon.
Thank
pal.
You.
See Bye you, now. Man. Ari. I love getting them guys going. Because, you know, Ari was just saying here that him and the Segura are going to fat and they're going to die, but you're right. Always just one of those skinny guys that apparently pees blood. I didn't know that part.
Yo.
That was TMI.
Yeah,
huh?
we don't make a habit of checking that.
No, we don't follow our guests to the bathroom.
Here's a cup.
I think that sounds like a great job for Craig.
Yeah.
Follow all the comedians to the bathroom, Craig.
No. He's probably going to say no.
Yeah,
to
I'll just wait for him outside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You peeing blood in there? Just ask that question.
Just curious.
Sure. Yeah, just curious. Yeah,
I'm not curious.
No, I know either.
No, I'm not again. Well, we could just ask when they get back.
Yeah.
You pissing any blood? All right, that's good. Bert, he had a funny one about Rogan. He said he's got some John Jones in it.
I know.
That's the dude who just openly said he trained for fights with cocaine.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. That's a great reference, but you're right. It's the cocaine part. This time a lot of people didn't get, and I thought that was what it was about. I'm glad you filled us in on that, Petey. Exactly right.
Well, that would keep your heart rate up.
That would. It definitely does.
Yeah, right.
I've heard. Vanessa Bear is going to phone the program.
Wrap that bear up.
Yeah, the book's about bear too. By the way,
about an hour and a half.
Yeah, and also another one of our favorite comedians. Christopher Titus will be on the phone with us because he's also in the studio with us Friday morning for a little bit.
That'll be cool.
Yeah, it will be cool.
Bert. I was on this date. Bert's always great.
He had a great reference, though, about Vegas. It's a great party if you're 26.
Yeah.
But now he's 46. So he wanted to enjoy probably more at the party. But, you know, married, 46, a little bit less action.
But there. Shirtless.
Oh, totally shirtless. Sure. Right.
He can get away with it.
Yeah.
He gets a pass.
Yeah.
The rest of us who are 46 have to go up to, like, Fremont Street or Laughlin.
And take your shirt off.
Yeah, we go ahead and hang out in Laughlin. Reno.
I got the same feeling on Bourbon Street in New Orleans.
Like, oh, you wish you were there when you were 25?
Yeah, like, if I was 25, this would have been awesome. Yeah, yeah. But now, this is just exhausting.
You can't hang as much.
Yeah.
Can't drink as much.
No.
Which staying is out probably, till, probably a good thing.
Staying out till 3 a.m. getting smashed is just not going to happen.
Yeah.
It's for the young douchebags.
It really is.
Not the old douchebags.
It really is.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.